You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jacqueline. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I'm in my vehicle, and for some reason, the ignition won't turn on my truck. I have the key in it. I'm turning it to turn it. It appears like to be locked up or something. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Have you tried turning the steering wheel?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it for, like, the last couple minutes since I got back in the car, and it's just not doing it. It's stuck.
Okay, so are you trying to get, like, a tow, or?
Yeah, it has to be towed back because, I mean, I can't get it started. It'll start up and ride just fine. But if I could get the wheel unlocked to get it to turn, the ignition to turn over, you know, I could take off.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
It's just
name?
Not giving in. It's Charlotte Brown.
You said Charlotte Brown?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand this. It's never done this before. Ever.
Can you verify a good callback number for today?
909-533-7617.
Okay, and would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service?
Yes.
All right, message generator rates may apply. Do you have your policy number and the last six of your VIN?
Yeah, the last six of the VIN is 234-938, and the policy number 0401-18190-127-989.
Okay.
I was going to see if this man sitting over here with his wife could come over here. He looks like he might be able to do something. But
what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Stuff. It's a GMC 2002.
What model?
Yukon Denali XL.
Okay, thank you. And what color is it?
Black. With 22s on it. And shiny rims, so they can't miss it. And I'm right in front of the Big Five Sporting Goods store.
Okay, and does it shift out of park into neutral?
Honey, the car is not even on. The car is in park. How can it be in neutral? I can't even turn the key.
Some vehicles go into neutral when it's off.
Not vehicles that I know of. Not even my Toyota would do that. And I have a 2020 Toyota. I'm already irritated.
Do you need a ride with the service provider?
Absolutely. I don't want to ride in the car while he's towing the car. Who does that?
Yes, ma'am. It's just a question we have to ask. But I also have to let you know that due to COVID
restrictions... Well, they should take that one off. That is an idiotic question. Who's going to sit up and ride in their car while they're being towed?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, who's going to sit up and ride in their car where the car is being towed? That would be unsafe to do that.
I asked if you need a ride with
the
service provider.
I'm in the back of the car getting towed. Okay, but this is the thing. Listen to what you're asking me. If the person is driving the truck, generally a person gets in the car with the person that's driving the tow truck. I've never heard of anyone sitting in their vehicle getting pulled behind a tow truck. That would be unsafe to do that.
No, it's a question that asks if you need to ride in the truck with the service provider when they pick you up.
Absolutely. Because if you're by yourself and you're with the car, you can't ride in the car. The car is getting pulled. That makes no sense to me.
Yes, ma'am, but some people don't need the ride.
Well, I don't have any, so we can move on to the next question. Sir?
Okay. Sir, I just have to make you aware.
Hold on 1 second, Jacqueline. Could you see if you could turn my key ignition? It's jammed or stuck or something, and I'm trying to do the steering wheel on it to get the ignition to turn over, and I can't. I don't have enough, in my wrist. I don't know if I just, when I turned the car off and pulled the key out, if it just got locked like that, because it's never done that before. That's what I'm saying. It's like really jammed.
Yeah, my finger.
It's really jammed. It's never done this before. I don't know what
could have. There's a on it, but
No, that's something else. That has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, even there's not even bigger or nothing.
Yeah, it's not doing nothing. I'm on the phone with the tow roadside people. They're just gonna have to come tow it because I don't want to see with it.
You have a kill switch for one?
You know, I don't know. I usually get in my newer car. I very rarely drive this car.
It sounds like I'll be in a
kill switch. Where would a kill switch be at,
though?
Is this it? This is a liver? This is the only thing I see underneath here. That you can
push it in?
Yeah, pushing it. You want to see if you can push it harder than me, because I'm pushing it, but it ain't moving. It's moving, but it's not moving hard. I don't know. Do you have an ECA on when they're coming so we can finish this follow-up, please?
I need to know your location.
I'm at 16963.
I think it's stuck in there.
Yeah. What sheet is this, sir, right here? Do you know? It's at Sierra Avenue in the big shopping center with Spectrum, McDonald's, Big Five, and all that, but that's the address. I don't know the street. I don't have
Sierra Lake.
Is it Sierra Lake?
Sierra Lake.
It's 16963 Sierra Lake. Fontana, California. 923-16.
Sierra Lake and Mango.
Okay. Okay, thank you. It's Sierra Lake and Mango.
Mango.
Yeah, I told her that. I told her that. But
yeah, I gave her a shot, but...
It's okay. It's okay. I'll just
try
to tell her that.
She's
not going
to
be driven, so I'll take it to the shop. I know, huh? 10621 Maple Avenue, Bloomington, California, 92316.
All right. You mind if I put you on a brief hold while I contact the service provider?
Mm-hmm.